What's up, everybody? Billy Robbins here, and today I want to talk to you about intent. All right, intent. Okay, now when we think about the word intent, but the first thing that pops in your head is the idea of intentional, which is totally, all right, it's the root word of intentional, right? It's kind of built off of it. And the first definition you'll find when you look it up in a dictionary is that idea, the idea of like purposeful, intentional, right? And I like the word purpose. You know, purpose, doing things on purpose. Like, okay, I think some of the most interesting or beneficial concepts are the ones that are kind of like right there. They're under your nose, right? They're profound. It's like, oh, obviously. But then we look at the obviousness of the principle, and then we see how far off we are from actually executing on that obvious, profound principle, and that chasm is kind of like the first place we should start, isn't it? So I mean, think about this. Intent, purpose. Living life on purpose. But how much of your day, of your time, and let me just interject right here, think about your life. All your life is minutes. That's it. You have a certain amount of minutes on this thing called Earth, spinning around circles around the sun. You got a certain amount of minutes, and what you do with those minutes dictates your life. That's it. It just does. That is your life. And to live a life of purpose means that the way you spend your minutes is aligned with your purpose. So let me ask you a question. What's your purpose? Why'd you get out of bed today? Oh, I'm serious. Don't miss this. Do not miss this. Because, right, I go to work, I do that, right? We just follow these habitual weird patterns to like get by. Do you have a life of purpose? Do you have it documented? My life purpose is. Well, that changes everything. That changes everything when you have purpose. And it could be other things. What's the purpose of your marriage? What's the purpose of you being a dad? Of your business life? Right? What is the purpose? Because I'll tell you what, if you got really clear about what your purpose was and you wrote it down, I think that you would see how far off the actions, the activities that you take every day are from actually attaining your purpose. I guarantee it. I mean, I'm somebody who thinks I do have my purpose documented. It's something I teach, it's something I work on, and all day long I am faced with the gap between who I want to be and what I do. All day long. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when you decide to do this and you open the box, oh man, you're going to be exposed. Exposed. I expose myself all the time. I mean, honestly, how many times, because work gets a little tough, do I have to go to ESPN.com? Are you serious? Like, what a waste. Like, what's on there? You know what the score was. Who cares? But yet, I do it. I waste that time. Minutes are my life. This is all I got. But yet, I'll throw them away for these lame tasks. You say, well, you know, hey, Billy, take it easy, man. You got to rest once in a while. Dude, that's not rest. That's not rest. And a lot of things that we call rest, or hey, man, I got to chill out once in a while. It's not rest. I mean, how many people have you heard, or how many times have you said, just killing time? Just killing time. I'm literally killing, for no reason, a part of the thing that I call life. I'm just destroying it, throwing it away. No big deal. You know, think about it that way. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go there. I'm going to ring your doorbell right now, so it's going to hurt a little bit. How much TV that you watch really adds value to your life, adds value to your purpose? It's family time. My wife and my kids are sitting next to me. Oh. Group time killing, life killing is family time. Now, I like movies, I watch TV, like I'm not being all crazy, but when we really look at the purpose of our life and we realize the disproportionate amount of our time, of our life that goes to meaningless things, it just does. And if we can take some of it back, if we can take some of it back, if you've decided I'm going to be a great father, my purpose is I'm going to be a child of God, I'm going to be a faithful husband, I'm going to be a present father, and I need to be a contributor in the work that I do. Those are my big four, my big four. And so if I say that, if I say I'm going to be a present dad, and the Red Sox are on, and my son wants to play with me, daddy, 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 play with me, play with me, play. Get away, kid, watching the game. And I've done that. I've absolutely done that. Like, my purpose in life was not to be the biggest Red Sox fan. It wasn't. So I put something that was less valuable in front of something that was most valuable, and I missed a moment to be a present dad. You'll hear me say this a lot. Being a present dad doesn't mean that you're in the room. Being a present dad means you're present. You look your kids in the eye. You hear what they say. You let them talk. You speak life to them. You're involved. You know what's going on. You know their heart. I wasn't going to go here, but I got a note in my desk right now because my daughter, 15-year-old daughter, teenage girl, wrote me a note yesterday. I said, nobody in this world knows me better than you, Dad. I started crying. That's amazing. I don't think many 15-year-old girls say that to their dads. But that didn't happen by accident. It happened on purpose. Because I said the purpose of my life was to be a present father, so I went and did things that aligned with that purpose. So purpose, purpose. Figure out what your purpose is and then see how it works. Now the second definition of intent is this idea of like looking intently, right? Like he was looking intently. There's an edge, there's a passion, right? When you're intent to do something, there's like this drive, this fire inside of you. And since if you can alliterate it, it's true, I have to write down passion. Passion. Second definition, the second part, element of being intent is to have passion, fire. Dude, life is hard, man. You can't just slump your way through life, right, man? It can't. If life's a drag and you're just always dragging our feet and we're just constantly slow moving and, you know, oh man, I can't wait to get home from work so I can drink three beers and put myself into another stumbly, slow state and I can just, Dude, nothing. The intent life, the intent man, is a man who lives with passion, fire. Now, the cool thing about this is that these three elements are like intertwined. They complement each other and they work to elevate each other. Most people do not have passion in their life because they don't have purpose. Because if you don't have purpose, what's there to be fired up about? Just gotta go to the J-O-B, you know? Like you show up 10 minutes late, take a 10 minute late lunch, leave 10 minutes early, try to do as little as you can to get by, and there's no drive. There's no drive. You know, we live a life where we ask ourselves, is this permissible? Meaning, is this okay? If I do this, will I get fired? If I do this, will I get divorced? If I do this, will I go to jail? I'll tell you right now, that is a crappy way to live. That's a crappy way to live when we live a life that is just based on how little can I do and just get by. But if we have passion, we ask ourselves, is this profitable? Is this the best thing that I can do? I'm on fire. I got purpose. I got passion. I'm ready to go. What can I do to get the most out of it? People who love their work, they're not trying to get out early. They're like, oh man, how can I get it done? How can I make a difference? You know, one of the things I wrote down for work as being a contributor is I said, my mission in life is to do work that I love. I want to love the work that I do. And I want to do it for people I love. The people who receive it, I want to love them. I don't want to just take advantage of people and try to sell some gizmos and gadgets to people I don't care about. And then I also want to do it with people I love. Think about that if that was your work. You do things you love, you do it for people you love, and you do it with people you love. Man, that's passion. That's passion. The third one, which is, I believe, the definition, since I'm doing this all by head, is the idea of like grit, right? To be intent means that you have like, I'm intent on doing this. It's going to get done, right? Like it is going to be accomplished. I'm going to have grit. I'm going to have tenacity. I'm going to have perseverance. Now, one of the advantages to writing sloppy is you don't know if I spelt it right or not. Can't tell. But perseverance. It takes perseverance to live an intent life. Like, you gotta have grit. You gotta stick with it. Like, this isn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. So my dad always told me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. An intent life, a life of meaning, of purpose, of passion, of perseverance, when you get stuff done, when it matters, it's a grind. It takes work. Now again, think about how these all complement each other. It's hard to have perseverance if you don't have passion. It's hard to have passion if you don't have purpose. These all complement one another. So the intent man, the intent life, is one that encapsulates all three of these. We have to be intentional about where we want to go. We have to be intentional about the actions that we do. We have to be intentional about how much progress we're making. We need to be man enough to say no to certain things. We need to be man enough to say yes to certain things. This is your life. This is all you got. The clock's ticking. I don't know how many minutes this video is, but I hope that these minutes were an investment in your thing called life. That the time that you spent to invest in this gives you a return. I can tell you right now, there's certain things that don't give you a good return. TV tends not to be a good return. Alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, lottery. Those are poor investment strategies. When you invest in those things, you tend to get a negative return. So I'm going to recommend that you start to deposit and invest in good things. Invest in the intent life. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. To help share the mission, please like, share, and subscribe. For free workshops, trainings, and other resources, head to intentman.com.